Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means it's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the business community in South Carolina. And this particular Monday, it's Entrepreneurial Day. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all based in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Well, last week I was at a meeting where someone was presenting about economic development and what we ought to be focused on. And when it was over, I went up and had a conversation with him, and he mentioned that he just didn't think incubators worked at all and it wasn't something that we should support.
You certainly have a lot of experience with incubators.
I got a lot of experience with incubators and startups. And ironically, last week there was also an announcement of two companies that the Next Innovation Center, COPUS, which has acquired NWN Smart Government Division. You know, I think that's an illustration of two companies that benefited from being together. So I think when we think about, quote, incubators, let's start with what that is, because this person was particularly concerned about the Next Innovation Center. It started with some established companies. There were seven software companies that came together and wanted to co-locate in a facility. So you have pretty experienced entrepreneurs coming together. This acquisition is an example of people that built relationships over a number of years and now have decided that they're aligned and, you know, they're going to build a bigger company and going to have more influence regionally in what they're doing. So that's all good for Greenville. It's all good for South Carolina. There are other examples in the state. The Harbor Accelerator down in Charleston, which has done a good job of bringing people together. The Don Ryan Center in Bluffton and the incubator up in Rock Hill. And that got me to thinking about one of the leading think tanks in this in the country is something called the Kauffman Foundation. So I went to the Kauffman Foundation website to see if they had any information, and as you can imagine, they did. Some of the best practices, they said, of things that really work is they focus on entrepreneurs doing work on their own. They don't work so well when they're having classes and trying to teach somebody something, but really kind of facilitate you work on your own business. And that kind of goes back to, you know, our observation that experienced people, you know, are successful. They also said that they tended to have a smaller number of applicants, and these applicants had more intellectual property, more education, more entrepreneurial experience. And then the last thing it said was some of the programs that are the best focus on things like networking. And I know, for example, that both the Harbor Accelerator and Next have brought venture capitalists into South Carolina and had those kind of networking events and are on a regular basis, have one successful CEO maybe kind of present what they did, best sales practices or things like that, and focus less on kind of business basics. So it was interesting to me that the Kauffman Foundation, which is in Kansas City, identified some of these things that make very successful programs. And when I look around South Carolina, you know what? That's what I see.
But I'm sure, on the other hand, that there have been incubators in places that have failed.
Absolutely. There's been some in South Carolina that weren't successful. Just like any other kind of startup, you know, they don't all work. But I think you can learn from some best practices.
Does the Kauffman Foundation reference any incubators who decide to focus on a specific area, such as USC's technology incubator, focusing on technology type of startups?
Well, they didn't highlight any particular difference in success rate, but clearly some focus on a university, some focus on industry, almost all of them, some geographical area. I would think that the more commonality there is for people in the incubator, the more successful it would be. It comes to that networking thing, right? If we don't have anything in common, it's kind of hard for us to share. But if we're working in a similar space and similar industry, similar customers, we're going to benefit each other more. I know Accessible Diagnostics, which I'm involved in, is actually at Horizon One in some lab space there. And we benefit a lot from other people up and down, you know, the hall who are doing some similar things. And some of it is comparing notes. Some of it, quite frankly, sharing equipment. Some of it is in being a building that looks good. So when we bring prospective customers or prospective investors, you know, it looks like we're maybe a bigger company than we are because we're in this facility that was at the University of South Carolina. So I think those things count.
Well, John, how's the event calendar looking?
two big events coming up in the spring, Dig South and the South Carolina Automotive Summit, which are good ways to plug into those industries. And then on a recurring basis, we've got Tech After Five and a Million Cups that are occurring in several different locations across the state.
Well, I like that word spring that you just used. Think spring.
Think spring.
All right, John, thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.